Today's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Leah Doozy, agricultural economist at the USDA ARS National Soil Dynamics Lab in Auburn, Alabama. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This study came about because land values have been increasing across the country, and there's been a lot of interest in cropland values, particularly in the Midwest, but we really wanted to look and see how they were changing in the Cotton Belt, because that's our interest, and that's where it all started. So we looked at NAS survey data for cotton yield, cotton prices, land values, land rents. NAS publishes all that data every year in a survey form.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So we use that data to look at how, when a producer chooses how to rent their land from a landlord, whether that's through a cash rent, share rent, flex rent, or to purchase land, how that impacts their bottom line based on different enterprise budgets from the University Extension Services for all the different states, but particularly Arkansas, Georgia, and Texas.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Irrigated land rents for higher amounts than non-irrigated land across the country, and that's because there is an investment cost for the landowner to have irrigation on that land and to run irrigation machines. And what we found is in previous research by other people is that irrigated land, especially on a share rent, which is very popular in some states, the landlord will pay for the maintenance on the irrigation, may potentially pay for some of the energy to run the irrigation machine, so it automatically drives up your land rent.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
What we found is based on our assumptions of what flex cash rent is and the average cash rents in that state, we found that using a cash rent system or a flex cash rent system had very similar impacts on profitability. Share rent has the largest negative impact on profitability. Once again, depends on how you set it up. And that's the thing that we really found in this study is that how you set your rental agreements up are going to directly relate to your profitability. That's why it can't be off the cuff. You can't just say, okay, yes, I'll pay you $40. You have to really sit down and think about how is it going to affect my profitability and how the changes in that change my profitability into the future.